2003. I graduated from college in Florida. And I moved back to Baltimore, which is where I'm from. And I really, really love the city. Just, you know, well, most of you probably also do. And I thought, I really, you know, this is like the last sort of, I felt like it was the last summer of my youth. And I really want to just get a job. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to like start a career yet. I just kind of want just, you know, a normal summer job before I really like try to tackle something bigger. So I got this job working for Ride the Ducks in Baltimore. You know, as most of you know, Ride the Ducks are these huge amphibious vehicles that give people tours of the city. And I thought, this is going to be great. I love this city. I can talk to people about how great it is and sort of, you know, just share that with people. So I'm in their kiosk selling tickets. And they say, well, Megan, we need someone to work as Captain Quackers, our duck mascot. And the big sell to me was, you would make $20 an hour in this duck outfit, and you got a free breakfast buffet on Sunday at the Brookshire Hotel. And I was like, free bacon? Free bacon? Are you serious? $20 an hour and free bacon? Yes, I will don a duck suit for free bacon. So they give me this suit, right? And it's this giant duck. So his name is Captain Quackers, and not only is he a duck, but the duck suit itself is dressed up like a captain. So like this duck had rank. And I would put on this outfit, and they gave me, so the mascot code sort of is that you're not supposed to talk. So you need a handler because small children actually think you're a giant duck who captains a boat or something, and you're not supposed to talk. So they hand me this girl who's sort of my handler, and her name's Marla, and she's got like this really heavy like Eeyore energy, you know, like that nobody notices me. And I'm supposed to be this happy duck, and I've got like Eeyore Marla with me. So on Sundays we would go like do this gig, and I'd like waddle around in my little Captain Duck suit, and I was like, this is just like the best gig ever. Free bacon, 20 bucks an hour, got me out of the kiosk, I love it. So time goes on, the season kind of wears on, and they really slim down sort of their staff because they don't run in the winter. And they said, well, Megan, we have this position open in the office, and you can be our admin assistant. So I took it because I needed a job still, and then very quickly that turned into their group sales manager. And I really felt like I have arrived. I have a salary. I negotiated a parking pass. I was like, I have a parking pass and a salary, and like, this is just it. I've arrived in like the working world. But there's this like really weird thing I found that when you're doing a good job sometimes at a job, it's like you get penalized because they just keep asking you to do more. It's like, okay, well, you're doing all your tasks, so like here's another task that needs to be done that we're going to give to you. And okay, you're doing that now, so here's another one, and here's another one. And we don't care that you're staying until 7 o'clock every night at Ride the Ducks. But we're just going to give you more to do. So we had this new sales and marketing manager who thought the key to really bumping up our business was to just have Captain Quackers appear all over Baltimore City. So not only am I sort of doing all this like regular office stuff, but I'm like, I'm at the Baltimore Arena, and I am not an athlete. I'm not even going to play. I am chubby, I'm out of shape, and I do not belong running in a duck outfit. And I'm like, why am I at the arena running around in a duck outfit? Like, the feet. Let me just tell you about the costume. Okay. It's very homegrown. It's not professional. It doesn't get cleaned. It stinks. And it's like this giant fur suit. And then there are these, like, huge duck feet that I have to put on. So I can't really walk because they're giant. And then I have this huge head that cuts off my peripheral vision. And this giant bill. And, you know, like, you see, like, a cone. So it cuts off any vision of like anything from my hands to the ground, which is exactly the size of little kids. So they come up, I'm like, oh, what's going on? I don't understand what's going on. So, you know, I'm at the zoo, like telling my handler we should ask people where the duck pond is. I was like, it'd be really funny, you know, like we're like lost duck, which she didn't think was funny. She was like, people don't have to see your face, they see my face, this is humiliating. And the final, like the biggest sort of event in this duck outfit was they had us booked at a middle school, and it was like some Catholic school off 95, like north of the tunnel, called like, I don't know, St. Our Lady of the Sacred Pearl or something. So they're like, okay, take the duck suit, which I carry in a trash bag, and go to this middle school pep rally. So I also went to Catholic school, and I know how middle school pep rallies go, and I'm like, oh, okay, fine. So I show up there with my trash bag, and I'm putting the suit on. And every time I put it on, I was just like, you know what? I didn't go to college for this. I have a degree, and I don't think college is like the be all end all of everything. I don't think you have to go to be like a good person or have a job you like, but I did not work that hard to put on a duck suit. I just got like every time I put on those stupid fur mittens, I was like, oh, I hate this. So I'm standing around with the other mascots getting ready to sort of go in to the pep rally. And there's Mama Alardo from Mama Alardo's Pizza. And somebody else, and then there was a big Fox who was Fox News Station, locally our Fox here, and Fox Chevrolet shared a mascot. I'm not kidding, they shared this guy. And we are all standing around, and I'm just like, we're all standing in our suits, and I'm thinking to myself, how did these people get here? Did these people go to college? Like, did these people want to be here? Did these people get stuck here like me? I mean, what? But I just didn't feel like I should ask because I didn't want to sound rude. So I say to the fox, no, the fox says to me, hey, can you, can you hear in that thing? And I said, yeah, I can hear, but I really can't see that well. And he said, oh, because I can see, but I can't hear. So maybe we could, like, help each other. So I was like, yeah, that sounds good. Like, we'll have each other's backs. And I saw through, like, the big duck eyes were, like, made of screen. So I was looking at him through my screen. He was looking at me through his fox mouth. And we sort of had this pact that we would have each other's back. So we go into the auditorium. And it's just like, it's basically just the gymnasium, and all the kids are like sitting around like the court lines, you know, like lined up in a square. In the back, there is the stage set up, and the middle school band is up there. So the principal or the vice principal is talking on the microphone to like the students about something, and very faintly I hear from the back of the stage this one little kid playing, bam, 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 bam. And I kept thinking, dude, that kid is the only kid who gets it. He is the only person who gets how absurd this entire situation is. I'm like really happy that he is 12 and gets it. So we start our like little thing, and they don't give us any direction. They're like, dance around. So I'm like, well, I live with my duck butt. Being like, hi, I'm a duck captain. I mean, what do? What's a duck captain personality like? And so whenever I would get tired, I'd just lay on the floor and put my arms and legs up and play dead duck. And I was like, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. So then I hear the vice principal say, okay, students, we're going to have the mascots come around and shake people's hands. But I was not sent there with a handler because since they had me salaried and they didn't have to pay me hourly or in bacon anymore to do this duck gig, they didn't pay anybody to be my handler either. So there I was, all alone, just this little fox who's like supposed to have my back, you know. We start shaking the hands of the little kids. Now, the little kids, you know, they think that you're a real duck, so you have to, like, not sort of break the, like, wall between you. And then when they're really cute, and they're like, oh, a giant duck captain. You know, they're getting kind of excited. And as we get to, like, the older kids, they're lined up by age, I can tell the kids are getting like, we're going to get her. Like, that's not a duck. So I can start to feel them pulling on my costume, you know, and I, like, first, it starts with the big duck butt, and I feel people smacking it. And then I feel people grabbing at the arms, and I feel them grabbing at the mitts. And before I know it, I'm swarmed with middle schoolers, and they're banging the big duck head, and it's just chaos. And they're grabbing at my outfit, and they're pulling my little duck mittens, and I'm yelling, fuck, fucking shit, shit! Like, just swearing like a sailor. And I was like, where is that fox? And I turned around. And what did I see but a bushy fox tail scampering out the gym? And that's when I decided it was time to quit.